You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm a train guy.
The disaster is unfolding in slow motion after that train derailment in Ohio.
Breaking news in Montgomery County. That's where a massive train derailment has left one person dead.
A train derailment in Spartanburg County. Some of the train cars came off the tracks.
We are learning the train was carrying more toxic chemicals than first reported.
I would say a pattern is beginning to take shape.
A pattern, sir?
A villainous pattern indeed.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Among the people upset by this, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, she came out and said, we need congressional inquiries, direct action from Pete Buttigieg to address this tragedy.
And what's the best you can do?
The best I can do is
way too many stories of infrastructure where you got often a neighborhood of color that finally sees the project come to them, but everyone in the hard hats don't look like they came from anywhere near the neighborhood.
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You may have seen the news today that Dianne Feinstein, the 89-year-old senator from California, announced that she wasn't going to be running for re-election. And so naturally, the reporters on Capitol Hill wanted to get a statement from her as she left her office. And this story is in the Daily Mail. I haven't seen it in any American newspapers yet. But here's the headline on the story from the Daily Mail. Quote, I haven't released anything, unquote, Senator Dianne Feinstein says she was unaware her staff put out a statement saying she was retiring next year following concerns over her cognitive decline. Dianne Feinstein told reporters on Tuesday she had, quote, not released anything, unquote, about retiring for Congress after her office put out a statement announcing this was her last term. Quote, I haven't made that decision. I haven't released anything, unquote, she told reporters when asked about her email statement. When a staffer mentioned the earlier announcement, she said, you put out the statement? I didn't know they put out the statement, unquote. Is this a good indication that probably it's time for her to have made the statement that she didn't know she made? Okay. 844-500-4242. 978, the train derailment catastrophe is about a mile from Pennsylvania. Wonder what their new senator is saying about it. Oh, wait a minute. He's still in the hospital and probably won't be functioning as a senator, even though he was just sworn in last month. I read a headline today. I didn't read the whole story saying that his chief of staff said that he may have suffered brain damage. I think we knew that before. You know, they say, oh, well, it was the mail-in ballots. I think we knew it when he had the stroke in May and he disappeared from the campaign trail. You know, anybody who didn't know that he was not capable of being a senator wasn't really paying much attention. We were talking about unions, and I said, I'm glad I'm out of one. I was a member of unions for about 30 years, various unions, a couple of them. And 781 says, I worked for a company owner who loved the union leaders. They always negotiated cheap wages as long as they got the bribes. Kept his labor costs low, violated rules, easy to put union employees on notice until he could fire them. The union did the dirty work for him. 413, I had a college professor say that any company that has a union deserves it. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I'll bet that professor couldn't say that now or he would be denied tenure. 508, unions only benefit the layabouts and the pinky ring bosses. Another 508. Unions are great where unambitious people go to get overpaid. Yep. I mean, again, not all unions are terrible, but generally speaking, unions are not going to benefit a hard-working guy or gal who wants to get ahead. Officer Mark says, Howie, how are you holding up under the terrible injuries you suffered from the falling spy balloon debris? Can I overnight a neck brace to you? I have the classic Ted Kennedy model. I'm glad you asked, Officer Mark. I'm trying to get a second opinion from a lawyer. I mean a doctor. It's great. That's great about being down here in Florida. There's about 8 million disability lawyers. I see their billboards every day on 95. You would think this is the main industry in Florida. Forget Disney World. Forget Citrus. Hospitality. It's tort lawyers. 844-500-4242. All right. Now I wanted to play some of this Clapper stuff. Is just astonishing what he's trying to get away from. He's one of the people who was behind this this statement by the 51 intelligence community officials saying that Hunter Biden's laptop bore all the classic trademarks of Russian disinformation, and now they're walking it back, and they're being supported by the Washington Post, saying, well, they gave themselves plenty of wiggle room. They really did a great job giving themselves wiggle room and all this stuff, and it's just not true. And Clapper says, I never said it was Russian disinformation. I just said it bore the outmark, the trademarks of Russian disinformation. And Glenn Greenwald really took him on, and he put up this interview from CNN. And he says, every word in this October 17th, 2020 interview with James Clapper on CNN by Aaron Burnett, every word is false. Every word is false. And he's right. I want to play the cut for you just so you can hear it. And again, his comeback now is, we didn't say this was Russian disinformation. We just said it might be Russian disinformation. But We play the sound cut. You decide. I'm not going to say we report. We're just picking up the sound cut. But here it is. Cut one.
Judge, a bunch of questions from this. Let me just start with this. How much does the source matter? Right. So you hear the story of this laptop. We don't know a lot. We do know that the way that this information is getting out is through Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani. How much does the source matter here?
Well, source matters a lot. And the timing matters a lot, I think. And to me, this is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work. The Russians have analyzed the target. They understand that the president and his enablers crave dirt on Vice President Biden, whether it's real or contrived, it doesn't matter to them. And so all of a sudden, two and a half weeks before the election, this laptop appears somehow without emails on it, without any metadata. It's all very curious. So here you have a willing target, and the Russians, who are very sophisticated about how to exploit a willing target. And to me, that's what's at work here.
His enablers crave dirt. It appears somehow. It appeared the FBI had it for 10 months. 10 months. And he knew it was real. This is a guy who lied to Congress. Why would he? He was under oath when he lied to Congress, just like Brennan. Why the hell would he care about lying in some letter to try to appease his Democrat masters? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Here's what Glenn Greenwald said after he said every word is false. Even if they didn't know it then, they know it now. Yet CNN never once told its audience that this was false or explained how they spread false claims before the election. So his excuse now is that Politico deliberately distorted the letter of the Deep State 51. He says Politico was guilty of message distortion. And by the way, the woman who wrote the story, she's a deep state operative, Natasha Bertrand. She has since gone to work for CNN, where Clapper was spreading this nonsense. And now he's saying, well, it was, I was political. We didn't do this. We didn't do this. Ugh, this is just disgraceful. And who has a really good take on this is Jonathan Turley as well. And Jonathan Turley was making the point that this is why they, you know, when scientists were coming out and journalists were coming out during COVID and saying that, there could be a problem with COVID vaccinations and that, they weren't doing enough clinical testing and there wasn't really a problem for 99% of the population with COVID, et cetera, et cetera. And they were being canceled. They were being scrubbed. I mean, it happened to me a couple of times, three times on YouTube because I was talking with a physician about the CDC's own statistics and they just threw us off because they said we shouldn't be speculating on this kind of stuff. So Jonathan Turley, you know, he tweets this thing out, this story. James Clapper accuses Politico of deliberately distorting letter. And he says, of course, and then he says, we were just suggesting that this was a possibility. And Turley makes the excellent observation, of course, that is the very profile of disinformation that was used by Twitter and other companies to censor others. When scientists and pundits stated that they were offering alternate views on COVID or elections, they were censored or suspended. And so then Clapper is saying, well, you know, they misinterpreted the letter. And that headline in Politico saying that we had accused we said the laptop was disinformation, Turley adds, notably, I do not recall Clapper rushing forward before the election to correct the widespread use of the letter to dismiss the laptop as Russian disinformation. It was only after the Russian disinformation claims were debunked after the election that he appears distraught. It's just ridiculous. And Bonchi in Red State says, Clapper and the rest of his former quote-unquote intelligence colleagues did what Russia couldn't. They threw an American election. That is so true. That is so true. Again, it's projection. They are accusing the Russians of rigging an American election when it was them that were rigging the American election. 844-500-4242. We will be back and take some more of your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
508 says, once you flat out lied under oath to Congress with no repercussions, do you think Clapper is really concerned about being found to be a liar again? No, I obviously not. Miranda Devine, who was a great columnist for the New York Post, she said today that Clapper is only changing his story because he's scared. I don't think he's scared of anything. Even if Jordan subpoenas him and drags him in before the House Judiciary Committee, I mean, what does he have to worry about? Even if he's just going to say, I can't recall, or, you know, I didn't say he was lying, I didn't say it was Russian disinformation. I just said it had the trademarks of Russian disinformation. That's all he's going to say. And suppose he does perjure himself, and Jordan sends a criminal referral over to the Justice Department. That's Merrick Garland. In the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. He's got nothing to worry about. This probably makes him even more of the toast of the town, of Georgetown, that he's being shown to be a liar. Did Harry Reid ever feel sorry about lying about Mitt Romney before he died? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. another 978. As you know, the Democrat spin on the Mueller report is Bob Mueller never determined Trump was innocent. He only concluded Trump could not be convicted of collusion. So we all know Trump colluded with Russia. They just can't prove it. Trump derangement syndrome to the max. Yeah. I mean, you can't prove a negative. You can't prove you didn't do something. That's why the standard is you're innocent until proven guilty. And they not only have to prove you guilty, they have to prove you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Unless you're Donald Trump. In which case you're innocent until the CNN panel of paid Democrat operatives can get onto the set and start reading from some dossier that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Thanks, Howie. You can also vote at on the poll at thehowiecarshow.com. Who is the most serious of these GOP future also president candidates? Nikki Haley, Chris Sununu, Tim Scott, Larry Hogan, or Mike Pompeo?
I'm saying Mike Pompeo is the most serious candidate. He's probably the best qualified of that group, too.
Mike Pompeo's leading with 53%.
All right. 844-500-4242. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary. You there, Mary? Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing? Hey, have you ever heard of the Senate Select Committee on the Church Report when they were investigating the CIA for media manipulation in the 70s?
I knew about the Church Committee. I knew who Frank Church was. I'm not familiar with that specific subcommittee. Tell me about it.
Because according to this report, they were buying off media people. The CIA had like front media corporations. I'm going to try to get a hold of that report, because it was pretty damning.
Well, you know, I mean, it's still going on. I mean, they've never revealed the people that Fusion GPS, which, you know, was paid by Hillary Clinton and the DNC to produce the Steele dossier. They paid off at least four journalists before the election to try to get them to run stories. And those names have never come out. I mean, This is nothing new. We've always had a lot of corrupt news media figures in this country, and you know, as Mayor Daley used to say about, you know, when he was the first Mayor Daley in Chicago, he always said, "We've always had a lot of corrupt news people in this town. I could spit on some of them from right here," meaning up on the stage. And he's you know, you could say the same thing in most large cities. Thanks thanks for the call there, Steve. We'll take some more calls when we come back in a bit. 844-500-4242-508. Who is Clapper? I thought it was Clappa. I was just angry, so I called him Clapper by his real name. But you're right. You're right, 508. His real name is Clappa. Clappa. What a jerk. He and Brennan, they're not even smart guys. They're just dumb white-collar thugs, Democrat operatives. And what if Clapper was a general and Brennan was the head of the CIA? That's scary. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 508. The only way Clapa or Brennan are even remotely concerned is if Congress refers their perjury in front of Congress to John Durham and allows him to try the case in Florida or Texas rather than D.C. But that's not going to be permitted. So what's the, you know, it's a moot point, right? 844-500-4242, Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, Howie. Love the gold tie. Looks good. Looks really good.
Thank you.
Hey, So let me get this straight, because sometimes their lies are confusing. Clapp is saying that he never said the laptop was Russian disinformation. He only said it was Russian-ish. Is that correct?
That's what it amounts to, yes. And you know, someone says, well, he didn't say in the statement that it was Russian disinformation. That's different from what he said on TV. It's the same damn thing. You know, if you go on TV to talk about something you wrote and then you just change it around totally, you have to live with what you said. You can't just try to weasel out of it by saying you didn't really say what you said. It's ridiculous.
They're helping George Santos out, though, because he looks a little bit more of a straight shooter now compared to Clapper.
Yeah, the stuff Santos lied about, he was just trying to win a simple congressional election. Clapper and Brennan and all the rest of them, they were trying to throw a presidential election. I mean, that's pretty serious stuff, isn't it, Zebra? I mean, I don't know if, you know, if there's anything in the criminal code that he can be indicted for, but it's a pretty serious crime, I would say, just in general terms, in the more abstract meaning of the word crime, isn't it?
Absolutely, and he knew when he was doing it what he was doing to the election, because he said it just showed up at the last minute. Well, it didn't. They had it for a while.
Right. And he Turley made the point, too, that he makes it sound like in the statement to the Washington Post, like, well, I didn't know that they were going to use this this letter that we had sent out to try to claim that it was disinformation. Like Biden wasn't going to grasp on it as it was Biden, of all people, knew it was a lie. Even in his senescent state, he knew it was a lie. Right. They gave him a lifeline so that he could go on national TV and just lie his ass off about it. And but Zebra, the ones I really blame, and I tried to get Trump to talk about it today, are Bill Barr and Christopher Wray. I mean, they knew the laptop was real, and they just sat there and said nothing about it and allowed these lies, these abject lies, to go out there and be repeated by state-run media to defeat the guy who'd appointed them, who'd given them these great jobs, these great opportunities to make their careers.
They're cowards.
Yeah, they were. I mean, I think Trump was right that, you know, Barr was just concerned about being impeached. But that is so sad, and Ray is just a snake in the grass. He's just he's right to blame the slob Chris Christie, as he called him, for coming up with that idea that he was going to appoint him. Oh, just those two. He should have fired Comey on day one, and he never should have hired Ray. But you make mistakes. Thanks for the call, Zebra. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Of course it's a crime, but it doesn't. I don't know that it's a crime. I mean, they lied, but they weren't under oath. But again, as the texter said, what do they care about lying? They got away with lying under oath. Clapper and Brennan did. Probably some of the other ones did, too, or the other 51. But we know they did. One of them, I forget it was. I think it was Clapper. He lied to Wyden, who's a Democrat. You would think it would be a crime to lie to a Democrat, if not to a Republican. But they don't care. The comrades don't care about their apparatchiks. You know, they're all in the same cell. It's a big cell. It's called the Democrat Party. Bruno, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruno.
Hey, Howie, it's appropriate. I was just two quick ones. Barr and Ray, they weren't going to come out and ruin their future employment opportunities. They needed to stay in the swamp, and that was the only way they could make money, was if they kept their mouth shut. Number two, Brandon's campaign, you don't think they're the ones who wrote the letter and ran around and told
them? Absolutely. I'm sure they did. Yeah, I you're absolutely right, Bruno. I would like to know that under oath. Who wrote the letter, Mr. Clapper? You know? But Yeah, it was probably, it was, you know, it may not have been somebody on the payroll, but it was somebody from Lawfare or Fusion GPS or one of those Democrat groups wrote it, obviously.
And last but not least, Howie, I was just on the phone with Bruno Jr. He's an officer in the U.S. Army, and we were just talking about how at about the 7, 8, 9 year mark, all of the captains and the majors who are really wicked smart, they head for the hills. They're out of there. So what does that leave? That leaves an officer corps that's bumbling idiots like Clapper and Milley and the rest of
these cretins. Right, and Van Herk, the guy who said he wouldn't rule out UFOs, and Kirby, who said he would rule out UFOs the next day. Yeah, you're right. And do you blame him for getting out, Bruno?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
It wouldn't be fair to themselves to stay in and just have to take this crap. Thanks for the call, Bruno. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, great show. Love it. I'm just calling in reference to the situation in Baltimore with the school system.
Yes.
Mayor Scott, and I use the term loosely, gave Santa Leas, which is the woman that's in charge of the school board in the city, an award for achievement and education to the students in Baltimore. Yes.
I'm sorry to be laughing. That's horrible.
The joke is on the people in Baltimore and around the country. But, Howie, I thank you for your show, and I watch it every day. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you watching it. And, you know, what's wrong with the Baltimore Sun? That they why is it left to Channel 45, the Fox affiliate, to cover all this? Where is the Hearst station in Baltimore? Why aren't they covering this? Why is it left to one TV station in the city to cover this?
Democrat funded.
It's just really pitiful that, you know, and again, this is the Baltimore Sun is dead, but most papers around the country are dead and they don't cover it. I mean, it's, how can you not pick up a story like that? 23 schools in the city of Baltimore, not a single middle schools and elementary schools, not a single student in the enrollment is proficient at the average level in mathematics. What are they going to do for jobs? 844-500-4242. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Howie, Clapper can't say he didn't recall. He was one of the 51 that signed the letter. You know, and just go through the process. And you have to get him on a criminal referral, regardless what Merrick Garland is going to do. So you want to find out who put the letter together and why. And you want to prove that it was not true.
Well, you know, I would very much like to know, and I'm sure Jim Jordan and Comer and all the rest of the Republicans on those committees would like to know who put the letter together. They may even know that by now, who actually wrote the letter, composed it, and who rounded up all these hacks in the so-called intelligence community. You know, I was listening to some of the quotes from my column tomorrow, and I think it was General Van Herk, General Van Herk, the Air Force general, who said he believed in UFOs, and he said I'm going to leave it to the intelligence and counterintelligence communities to figure out what's going on. Oh, really? Those people, the ones that have concocted all these hoaxes against Donald Trump, they're going to find out who's behind all these balloons. And today they said all these balloons that they've shot down, all these whatever objects, whatever they want to call them, they're all benign. Well, why did you shoot them down then? I don't understand it. Again, you know, there's all this. None of these stories make any sense. 844-500-4242. Here's KJP asking. She's being asked if when Brandon is going to speak on My Favorite Martian and Lost in Space, two of his favorite TV shows. from the golden era of TV news, of TV network broadcasting. Cut nine.
For this point, but on the criticism of, coming from lawmakers that the president hasn't spoken out more on this, should we expect to hear from him at some point, or is part of the reason that we're not hearing from him because, as you said, people shouldn't be panicking? Is there a concern that the president
I don't have any any announcement or anything to preview on a potential remarks by the president.
Oh, good Lord. She doesn't have anything to preview. God. 844-500-4242. Cut 19 from Brandon. Cut 19 from the Biden sound cuts.
Increased jobs, increased access to health care, reduce the cost of prescription drugs.
Reduce the cost of prescription drugs. How many times is he going to say that? Cut 18.
They want to extend the Trump tax cuts from the previous 4 years, which cost $2.7 trillion in the deficit. Extend it. And guess who gets it? Y'all don't.
He's talking to county officials, hacks. And it's going to cost the government. It's going to cost the people who pay the money. They don't get to steal $2.7 trillion from you. You talk about disingenuous statements. Cut 10.
Look, in Warsaw, or excuse me, Washoe County in Nevada, we're spending $89 billion to add several lanes to the U.S. 395.
How much are they? Did he say 70 billion?
Look, in Warsaw, or excuse me, Washoe County in Nevada, we're spending $89 billion to add several lanes to the U.S. 395.
$89 billion? And we thought the Big Dig was a boondoggle? $89 billion to add some extra lanes? They're not even going underground. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. We'll take a few final calls here. Hang on, everybody. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep has just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here, and I'm sleeping on it every night for the last week. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels, it's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me? If you don't love it, you could always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
I've got the statement by President Trump on the witch hunt of January 6th. That's what, as he describes it. That's the one he was talking about earlier today on the show. And he mentioned, as an example of the corruption within the FBI, Special Agent Charles McGonigal, the head of the now fully debunked Russia hoax, has recently been arrested for being paid off by receiving large amounts of money from, get this, Russia. And then he talks about how he's just been restored to Twitter so people can see his last tweets. These were his last tweets before he was thrown off. I am asking, this January 6th, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. And then followed by, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. These tweets were concealed from the public's view for almost 2 years because the former executives of Twitter followed the wishes of Joe Biden and the FBI in censoring me and canceling my account. Now that these new statements on Twitter and Facebook have emerged, having a widespread and very positive impact on me, it is paramount for all examining the events of January 6, 2021 to be aware of this new and irrefutable information. As nothing can be more obvious as to its meaning, a meaning that was withdrawn from the public by Twitter's censorship and the January 6th Unselect Committee's lack of effort to find them. And then he was also pulled off of Facebook, as you know. And here were his last comments on Facebook. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. It's the same messages that he put on Twitter. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing? I met you. You came to Lowell. You were with us in a hot dog, old-fashioned rally at the Elks in Lowell.
Yes.
And I was standing next to you the night of the Republican nomination night. And I'll never forget, you were saying, here they come, here comes the rats coming down.
That was election night. There was nobody there. It was F1 in Braintree. It's closed down now. There was nobody there. I was supposed to be the master of ceremonies. So I said, why am I here? You know, I was talking to the bartenders and the busboys because there was nobody here. And then the results started coming in. And Bob Hedlund, the mayor of Weymouth, and I were sitting there. And he was identifying all the members of the Republican State Committee that were coming in. I mean, you know, I used to work with all the Shillville, as I called it, the sports station. I mean, it was front runner itis. I thought I'd seen a lot of front runners in my day working with the sports station. I'd never seen anything like it. These guys were like, they were rushing in. They hated Trump. They hated Trump until the polls closed and he started winning these states that he wasn't supposed to win. They couldn't get down there fast enough. Yay! Yay! They love Trump. And then Charlie Parker, who had announced that morning that he wasn't going to vote for either Hillary or Trump because they just didn't meet his high rhino standards. He showed up at the party in D.C. on inauguration night. He was the tallest of the front runners. What a fraud. I'm still glad he's gone. I'm Howie Carr.